Once again, wishes a very happy Easter to you all. At the turn of the 15th century in Bavaria in Germany, the people found themselves weighed down. The Black Plague had ravaged. The stench of death was around them. There was political strife. And they were saddened and burdened. And the local bishops got wind of this, got together and said, we need to institute a practice. Our people don't smile anymore. And so they instituted what's called the Risus Paschalis in Latin. It means the Easter laugh. And actually required priests during the Easter season to insert something humorous to bring a smile to their faces in the midst of the heaviness that was their lives. So let's try an Easter laugh, shall we? Dear George, George took his family, immediate and extended family, on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation to the Middle East, to the Holy Land, to Jerusalem. They're having a great time, seeing all the holy sites where Jesus left. And then tragically, his mother-in-law died there suddenly in Jerusalem. So, of course, he had to go then to the undertaker, and George inquired, what would it take to get her body back to the States? She said, it's terribly expensive. It'd probably cost you about $10,000 with all the fees and the airplane and all that. And the undertaker said, well, you know, you could just have her buried here in Jerusalem. It's much cheaper. We could do it for about $500. George pondered for a while. He said, no, spare all expense. Send her body back. The undertaker said, you must really loved your mother-in-law, George. He said, oh, no, not at all. See, 2,000 years ago, a guy died here, was buried here, and rose from the dead. I cannot take that chance with my mother-in-law. Once presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, who was a Baptist preacher for some years, was once asked if he believed in the resurrection. He said, absolutely I do. Here in Arkansas, dead people vote all the time. The resurrection is real to us. All right. George believed in the resurrection. That a man died and rose, and that it was possible for other dead people to rise. Mike Huckabee, beyond the humor, believes in the resurrection. And I get the chance just to do this, and this isn't boasting at all, because the faith has been a gift given to me. But this is the one day a year where I think I just want to stand up here and just let you know, not that you're worried, I hope, but let's let you know that I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, that he was super dead in a tomb that I've been to that is empty, and that he, by his own power, as God, rose from it, rolled back the big stone, and appeared to people 2,000 years ago. Rose by his own power. And then Peter believed. He saw him. And he died for that. And the other apostles saw and believed and died for it. They were so convinced. And the people they told were so convinced that they were willing to suffer the worst torture imaginable for one thing, one truth. Jesus, God, rose, conquered death, darkness, and Satan himself. I believe this. And boy, is it wonderful to wake up on Easter Sunday and remember, I believe this. Why? What difference does it make? This difference. That when Satan comes and attacks me, which he does, I have a power available to me that is much stronger than him. If I simply call upon and believe that when any sort of darkness surrounds me and the culture around me and weighs me down, there is a power and a light that is much brighter than the worst darkness I can imagine or you can imagine. Jesus, real power. really real and really, really, really alive. And that when death surrounds me, I was just anointed a man at his deathbed 15 minutes ago, that when death comes or surrounds me, I can tell Jesus is real, has real power over death. This does not define you. Or when we find out that my body is dying, all of ours are, cancer, lungs, then I can know that there's a real person who conquered sin and death and has power over that. If I believe it, and I believe it, no credit to myself. I believe this stuff. Power over darkness, power over death, power over Satan in Jesus. Risen. So what are we to do? We're to call upon him. As soon as we encounter darkness, as soon as we begin to encounter death, as soon as we feel weight, when the devil comes knocking, Jesus has power over all of you. Jesus, take care of this. Be the light in my darkness. Lift up this burden. Bring life to this death that surrounds me or is in me because of sin. Do this, Jesus. You rose, conquered it all. Do it. And we're to run to him every week for the same reason: light, life, victory, salvation. And we're to share this message. My Easter challenge to you all is this: you be so bold this week. And if you believe it, and I have to do it too, I just can't do it to you. Somebody this week, there's a frown or a weight on them, just try this. I know you don't know me, but I just wanted to tell you, Jesus loves you, and he's alive. He rose from the dead. And then run quickly. Because our task, if we believe this stuff, is to call upon that power and to share that simple message. Hey, Jesus is alive. He conquered death and can bring a smile to your face too. But we got to do it with a smile, because then they'll believe us. If we don't, they won't believe it. Jesus, thanks for conquering sin and death, for conquering Satan, for being our hope. May we share you with others, call upon you always, and come to you every week for strength. Happy Easter, everyone.